This is the Gaza Dispatch audio briefing for June 14th, 2026. Here are the key source-backed developments from today's edition. 1. Two killed in Israeli strike on Gaza. An Israeli strike on southern Gaza has killed two people and injured another, according to Palestinian authorities. This was reported by Al Jazeera. 2. Growing risk that thousands buried in Gaza's rubble may never be identified, says Red Cross. Exclusive. Recovery efforts remain slow, and passing of time makes it more likely they will be skeletonized. The International Committee of the Red Cross has said the risk that the thousands of Palestinians buried beneath Gaza's rubble may never be identified is increasing by the day, as recovery efforts remain slow and many victims have yet to be retrieved, The Guardian can reveal. There is no doubt that these bodies could soon become difficult to identify, said Pat Griffiths, the ICRC spokesperson in Jerusalem. The longer it takes for human remains to be recovered, the more difficult it can be to identify them. The longer the deceased lie beneath the rubble, the more likely they will be in advanced stages of decomposition, even skeletonized, when eventually recovered. This was reported by The Guardian. 3. UK court to rule on Palestine Action Terrorist label, what we know. Court of Appeal to rule whether government's prescription of action group was unlawful. This was reported by Al Jazeera. 4. Israel bulldozes Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem. Yolande Knell reports on the Israeli bulldozing of Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem. This was reported by BBC News. 5. They destroyed the future. Palestinian anger at rise in Israeli demolitions in East Jerusalem. Palestinian homes are being pulled down in occupied East Jerusalem to make way for a park. This was reported by BBC News. For the full source-backed dispatch, read the June 14th, 2026 Gaza edition at dispatches.thebluefernco.com.